Leaked phone recordings are putting more pressure on the Victorian opposition leader, Matthew Guy, over a lobster dinner he shared with an alleged mafia boss. A Victorian Liberal Party insider can be heard conspiring to funnel donations into party coffers from Tony Modafferi and his relatives. Mr Guy has referred himself to Victoria's anti-corruption watchdog and insists he didn't know anything about the potential donations. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
The recordings capture Victorian Liberal Party figure Barry McMillan talking about the now infamous lobster dinner he attended along with the state opposition leader Matthew Guy and a small group.
I wouldn't have liked to pay the bill. We had two bottles of Grange.
The phone calls have been obtained by Four Corners and Fairfax Media. It's not clear who Mr McMillan was speaking to, but he is talking about donations.
This is going... not directly, but I don't want to say paper bag stuff. It'll be a substantial donation, is what Frank's told me. Now, whether we have to do it in $13,000 lots or how it comes, I'm not going to involve Matthew in handling any money, any checks. I'll do that as a separate exercise. But I will tell Deb what's happening so that she can relate that to Matthew.
Frank is Frank Lamatina, a Liberal Party member and fruit and vegetable industry executive. Also at the dinner was his cousin and alleged mafia boss, Tony Modafferi.
They want to now give Matthew a substantial donation towards next year. Now, I understand what they can and can't do. I know how it all works. So you can't associate Matthew with money, and I would have to be the intermediary, but I'm talking about a swag of money that they're prepared to give for them.
In the recordings, Mr McMillan suggests breaking up the possible donations into amounts that are small enough to ensure the source does not have to be disclosed under federal electoral laws. There's no evidence Mr McMillan's behaviour was supported by the opposition leader Mr Guy, Mr Modafferi or his relatives. Yesterday, Matthew Guy referred himself to IBAC, the state's anti-corruption body. After initially saying he didn't know Mr Modafferi was going to be at the dinner, he clarified that his office had been told, but he insists he's done nothing wrong.
I never sought any political donation. I did not go to this meeting seeking political donation. I did not.
He says he's met Barry McMillan just three times and the donations he referred to have not been made.
There have been no donations from any of those people, certainly in my time as leader, in fact in my time as planning minister, I understand as well. No donations that I'm aware of that the party has checked its record from those people at that gathering.
Mr Guy says he'll also refer the recording and leaking of the phone calls to the corruption watchdog for investigation.
Naomi Woodley reporting.